You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations has passed a resolution calling for Britain to hand control over the Indian Ocean Chagos Islands to Mauritius within 6 months. The resolution, tabled by Senegal on behalf of the African group, won the support of 116 countries, while 56 abstained. Only Australia, Hungary, Israel and the Maldives joined Britain and the United States in voting against it. Mauritius says it was forced to give up the Chagos Islands in 1965 in exchange for independence from Britain. In February, the United Nations top court for interstate disputes, the International Court of Justice, found Britain had acted unlawfully in the decolonisation process and should relinquish control. The UN resolution backs this position but is non-binding. Ahead of the vote, the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Kumar Jugnauth, told the General Assembly the forcible eviction of inhabitants of the Chagos Islands remains a dark episode of human history akin to a crime against humanity.
Not to lend support to this important function of the General Assembly would be nothing less than an endorsement of colonialism and a rejection of the right of self-determination.
Namibia expressed its firm and unwavering support for the resolution. Its ambassador to the UN, Neville Geurts, said the Chagos Islands formed an integral and indivisible part of Mauritius.
The ongoing colonial administration of the archipelago is a wrongful act under international law. The displacement of Chagosians remain unacceptable, and as a former colonized peoples, Namibians can only share the frustration and longing felt by the Chagosians who would like to return to the land of their birth.
The islands are known now as the British Indian Ocean Territory, or BIOT. Britain leased the biggest island, Diego Garcia, to the United States in 1966, paving the way for construction of a joint airbase that required the forcible removal of some 2,000 people. The United States Acting Ambassador to the United Nations, Jonathan Cohen, told the General Assembly that arrangements at the facility are grounded in the uniquely close partnership between the US and UK and can't be replicated.
The United States unequivocally supports UK sovereignty over the BIOT. Its status as a UK territory is essential to the value of the joint US-UK base on the BIOT. That joint base is critical to our mutual security, as well as broader efforts to ensure global security.
Diego Garcia became an important U.S. base during the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, acting as a launch pad for long-range bombers. Britain's ambassador to the UN, Karen Pearce, says Britain intends to honour the lease.
We remain committed to implement that agreement. And there is additionally a binding treaty obligation between the United Kingdom and the United States to maintain British sovereignty of British Indian Ocean Territory until at least 2036.
The Prime Minister of Mauritius says his country is prepared to enter into a long-term agreement with the United States, the UK or both that would allow continued unhindered operation of the defence base.
It is therefore difficult to understand the UK's position unless it is one whereby Mauritius is not considered to be a trusted partner, a position which is deeply offensive to Mauritius and to every member of the African continent.
In 1965, Britain pledged to cede the islands to Mauritius when they were no longer needed for defence purposes. But the British ambassador to the UN, Karen Pearce, says the facility continues to play a vital role in combating conflict, terrorism, drugs, crime and privacy, and in regional disaster management.
It is the site of one of the world's four GPS stations, used widely for military and civilian navigation. It hosts seismic monitoring capabilities that support the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. And the facility stands ready to assist in times of humanitarian crisis. In recent years, it has contributed heavily to international humanitarian responses to the 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami, the 2011 earthquake and tsunami affecting Japan, and the 2013 typhoon affecting the Philippines.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.